Verse 28. And the waters returned and covered the chariots and the horsemen and all the host of Pharaoh that came into the sea after them. There remained not so much as even one. Do you know what it feels like to have complete victory? Do you know what it feels like to look back to something you came through and say, you're not going to get me the same way that you did before? Drugs are my Pharaoh tonight. There's not one survivor, not one voice, nor temptation that would ever speak to me. For it is a battle that God made preparation for. I don't know what your Pharaoh is tonight that's trying to give pursuit upon you, but there is a victory to be had, so that when you look back on this thing, you won't be afraid anymore. I look back on my Pharaoh now and I don't see it the same way. They adorned their weaponry with gold as to say that we're not only the best, but we're better than the best. And they rode upon chariots that would bring fear in people that could not wield a weapon. The gold didn't add anything into those chariots, but it was just to signify to their own pride just how well they thought they were going to win. And I don't care what it is that you're going through tonight and how the devil has instilled fear in your spirit. I'm stretching forth my hand over that sea tonight. And the waters that seem to be troubling your life as you obey God will begin to part. This is a cycle that you won't go through just once. But as you go throughout all of your lives in the different stages we're all in, whether you're starting a family, in a family, enjoying the benefits of being a grandparent, no matter where you are in life, there are still blessings to be had. I can imagine now that I'm in almost through all of my 20s that I love running and feeling the Holy Ghost. But I know when I'm 60, I might not be running the aisles and hopping upstairs and jumping around and celebrating that way. But I still know that there's going to be a blessing for me. And there's still going to be some kind of something that's going to spring up out of me. I don't know if I'm going to be pushing that walker with all my might, but bless God, I'm going to celebrate the blessings that God has given me. The devil may try to take my voice. If he takes my voice, I'll write it on a notepad. If he takes the pen out of my hand, then I'll blink and get somebody's attention to know just how blessed that I've got it. If you'll just obey him, you won't be in fear, but you'll have the boldness that God intended for you to have. You know what boldness will give you when you get up tomorrow, the same old attacks of the devil won't do anything. You'll just be strutting on through there, even though he's given pursuit. You know that God has already made a way. He's put a division between you and the devil. He can only go so far. Hallelujah. He can't even touch. Verse 29, but the children of Israel walked upon dry land in the midst of the sea, and the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand, on their left. Thus the Lord saved Israel that day out of the hand of the Egyptians. And Israel saw the Egyptians dead upon the seashore. And Israel saw that great work which the Lord did upon the Egyptians. And the people feared the Lord and believed the Lord and his servant Moses. When I read that passage, they weren't just taking an account of the dead. This is something that God was wanting the people to understand. That your blessings are not just to get you through, but there will be a day when you turn around and you look back on what God has done. And looking back will cause you to be fearful to serve him. Looking back will cause you to be stirred even when churches are in dry times. It is my every belief with all that's in me that we're going through that famine of not just the word being preached, but the hearing of the word being preached. And many may ask, well, Jared, is that famine because we don't have ministers preaching the word? That's not necessarily the case. Brothers and sisters, tonight there's plenty of great preaching all over the land. There's preaching all over the internet you can get a hold of, and it is enough to bless you. The part of us that begins to not hear the word of God is when we won't turn back and realize what God has already done. The same direction that he gave. Listen, Moses didn't have to have any great briefing and strategy for this. He was just winging it on the fly according to what he was feeling. I'm sure he was just walking and he was like, well, we're coming up on this water. And the grumbling began. There had to be just somebody. There's always somebody. You could cook 100 good steaks and serve them to 100 good people, and there'll be just that one person in the room that'll say, you know, it would have been nice if they would have just cut that fat off the corner. And I'm thinking, Lord God, you could pour it out in the fullest of your anointing, and there'll still be somebody that hasn't looked back to the blessings of how good that God is. If you've been hungry for a while and get starving, buddy, you'll eat it up quicker than you'll look at it. If you're hungry to move through your trial and get to the blessing, you will hear the word of God. How do we stay stirred up when we're serving week to week together? Trust me, I know that it's easy to get burnt out just in knowing each other. I've heard Brother Jared sing that song so many times, I wish he would learn something else. Some of you may already know exactly what I was going to preach on tonight just because you know the way that God moves on me. If you get Mitch to, he can do an impression of me. It's pretty funny. You might be familiar with people around you, but don't get caught up in grumbling about where you are. Because there's plenty of things that when we turn around and take account of it, they were counting the dead. We read in the New Testament, it says to count your blessings. You'll look back and begin to count the good things of God. And it will begin to produce a weight upon you. You'll feel. You won't have to wonder how good it was. You'll know exactly how God has blessed you. And I ask it all the time, but we often don't realize how blessed we are until we take the time to look at exactly what it was that God has brought us out of. There's been some services that I preached doors that I literally felt like I was pulling a dump truck up a mountain. But the only thing that gave me the next breath to even preach the word on was when I looked back at my Pharaohs. And I looked back at my past. And I realized just what God has done. Other people may not understand just how good that God has been to you. And all that God would have you to do is to obey Him. You don't have to go through the list, but it is for you to stir within you. Peter said, stir up the gifts that are within you. How do we stir something that we have to stir often? You look back at something that speaks to you. I tell people I'm delivered from drugs, but people that's never had an experience with drugs, they just don't understand how hard. And people that's went through having no money and great debts they couldn't pay and getting the blessing all of a sudden, people that's had money don't understand how hard that was. You know, I hear people talk that, you know, I had to walk 20 miles to church in the snow barefoot and you don't know how good you have it to drive down the road. And I hear people say, you know, we used to only have landlines and party lines and 20 people had to talk at the same time. And you don't know how good you have it to have cell phones. And I don't want to be cliche tonight, but I just want to remind us that sometimes we just don't know how good that we have it in God until we turn around and see the good things of Him. We have ovens that'll prepare a meal that used to take hours when you put firewood underneath something and try to heat it up just to get it warm enough to be able to produce your meal. We don't look back, we just keep looking forward for what's next instead of seeing what God's already brought us out of. Take a minute tonight, because you might not have the chance during the week. This may be your preparation, and I feel like for somebody it is. Look behind at your Pharaohs tonight. Just take 20 seconds and think about it. Look at something that speaks to you. A day, a moment, a move of God. Something that you know that God did that nobody else could have. Identify that in your heart. And when you are in need and you need the stirring within you to pray, Look back and count your blessings of what God has done. You will never have a dry prayer. Never. If you look back on your blessings, you'll never have a dry prayer. If you look back on your blessings, you won't have a dry song. If you look back on your blessings, you'll never get up and have to fight to preach. It'll be the easiest thing that you've ever done. Brent, I could go on for another 2 hours, but I'm not going to do that. I don't want anybody to fall out the window and me have to go get them and sit them back up again. Hallelujah. If you realize just how good you've got it, you'd be able to come in here and have some church. You wouldn't need somebody else's blessings to stir you up. You'd come in ready. That's all I'm trying to get across tonight. You already have something that you can look back to. When you count the blessings of God, it will stir you to continue. A lot of people receive salvation, and without this teaching, they will begin to fall away from God because they do not realize exactly what they came out of. As we remind people of how good they are and bless them with encouragement, they are then able to stir within them and look back. If we were all able to do this on our own all the time, God would have never called a preacher. He would have never called a prophet. He would have never put the gift of song in the house of God. He would have never taught us to play instruments. So why is it that we come to church? It's taking a moment of time to remind each other of just how good that God has been. The Bible says that you are made. Hear this tonight. And it's amazing to me how this connects. You are made an overcomer by the blood of the Lamb. Having that possession gives you the ability to understand the will of God. And what else was added to this passage? In the words of your testimony, the ability within yourself to recall a time where you knew that God moved for you. You will win when you can believe and look back into your blessings so that when God speaks to you, you will obey Him and feel His love and walk on dry ground. If I will believe and count my blessings, I'll come in ready every night to not only enjoy service, but begin to instill a fear to the devil. There is a twofold purpose for a blessing. Remember, there was a cloud that divided the enemy. He wasn't getting to him. There is something about what stirs within you that brings you joy that causes the devil to tremble in fear. You're not praising God just to make the preacher feel good. And you're not saying amen to boost my morale any. Because even when I hear everybody shout to the housetop, I will confess and admit that I've still been discouraged. But there's something about when you feel the joy within you, it gives you power and boldness to speak to those things that are not as though they are. You will speak to the devil, even though you might be afraid, and command him to flee by the power of the blessing that God has given you. Are you blessed tonight? Do you know it tonight with all that's in you? Hallelujah. Glory to God. This week, look back and recall what God is doing, what He's done. Because some of us are in mid-trial. The seas are about to start parting, and you're about to break through and start the walk into the wilderness. You might be walking into a wilderness as you come through the sea, but the God that brought you through the sea is the same God that led them through the wilderness into the promised land. This battle is not yours tonight. This is not yours to do, but if you will just obey Him, you will see the seas begin to part in your life, and you'll walk on dry ground and feel the love of God, oh, just encompass around you, and you'll rise up with a boldness, oh, to speak to that same devil that's tried to hinder you day after day. Oh, it's about time that some of us get our backbone back and get in His Word and declare unto the devil just who he is. He is defeated. He is under our feet. He is not the head, but He's under our feet. He is a voice that will come to deceive, but through the Spirit of truth, you then have clarity over anything that the devil would say. I hear that in the Spirit. Just recall the blessings that God has provided. And as you do, you will stir within you a joy that will not only bless you, but will overcome the devil. Hallelujah. It's time to put some of these things the devil's been doing under the water. It's time that we put some of the, hear that tonight. It's time that we put some of these things under the water so that they can be no more. And the same thing that used to hinder you year after year finally gets under your feet. And it's not only destroyed, but it's dead. There is a death. There was demons that was sent out to the swine. They could not contain the trembling of what God was doing. They would rather have death than to have continued against God's people. There is, oh, something for you in this. There is an authority that God's giving you. There is a voice in the Holy Ghost that will cause you to call out with boldness. I'm in no hurry. I'm just letting the Spirit move. I wish somebody would help me. Somebody needs to stir up within them even now and put this devil in the water. There is nothing that we were bound to in Egypt, my Lord and my God. There's nothing that we were bound to in Egypt that when God brought us through, that He didn't make a way out. What was it they were saved from, church? They were saved from bondage by an authority that they could not overcome. God didn't just save them because they were the children of Israel. He was wanting to demonstrate to them something that they would have going forward into the wilderness, that they would be able to recall the blessings that God had given. He wanted them to be able to remember when they were just having to build temporary tents, to recall the good things of God. He didn't want them building houses in a wilderness, but they had to remember where they came from to know exactly where they're going. God, I didn't mean to add all that in there. God did not call us to be a miserable Christian. We could be miserable Christians if we had no blessing. But even when the manna made me coming down, we'll begin to have preference. Well, Lord, I've been eating on this same thing for a while now, and I would really love to have another source of food. We've been hearing that same old preaching for a while now, and I wish, God, that You would send us a revival. Glory to God. I wish You would send us something when sometimes God has given exactly what you need to be fed. There are so many discouraged ministers out there because people, as they rise up in their flesh, begin to have preference and discard the value of what the Word of God would bring. Some of the greatest blessings I ever got was a testimony from elderly men that I remember hearing. It was the same words. It didn't change. I would hear, "I'm so glad that God saved me. I'm so glad that He's put food on my table. I'm so glad that God saved me. I'm so glad that God saved me." And I would wonder, why would you continue to cry knowing that you're going to say the same thing? But then you realize that it has nothing to do with the words that they're saying. When somebody's doing that, you know what they're doing? They're turning around and they're looking back on all the times that God's blessed them. Obey God and let the seas work their purpose for you instead of coming to it and turning back in fear, but to embrace the willingness to serve God. It'll not only be a wall and protection for you, but it will destroy the works of the devil. It's not singular. There are many works going on. And I'm fully persuaded even now that the devil's trying to work in some of the minds of the people even here tonight. There are works always going on to try to hinder what God's doing. But how did God cause us as a people to come into agreement? When we recall the good things, all the times that God has blessed us, it'll cause us to come in unity. No one person will do it. No one song will do it. It has to be within you to decide that, "Brother, I'm going to get in here and serve God. Not because you came to preach, but when I recall the good things that He's done." I realize just how blessed I am. So I close with the question tonight. The question I'm going to ask you tonight is the same question I opened up with. Do you know and feel just how blessed that you are? Do you understand, as the word has been brought, how it is that we are to recall when God has blessed us? Just take a look back. Would you sing, "Didn't I Walk on the Water"? There's a verse in that song that's powerful. And I'm not going to sing it, because if I do, I'll scare you off. But it says, "Do you remember where I brought you from? Just take a look behind you and see how far you've come." And as she sings this, and I know it will bless your heart, if you are in need and you want to pray, the altar is open. And I believe with all that's in me, if you will be willing to submit as Moses did, you will see the waters part. And you will see that same waters overcome your devil. And that Pharaoh will be something that will stir you in your future instead of being a hindrance in your present.